seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam Musa al-Kazim was the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim was the son of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, when we talk about Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we see historically that he left an amazing legacy full of goodness, righteousness, beauty, and he was a brilliant guide for the community in general. And among the unique aspects that marked Imam al-Kazim's personality is his steadfastness and determination, his perseverance in front of the difficult events and the ordeals showered upon him by his contemporary tyrants. Old and young have an amazing opportunity to learn to how to deal with life's difficulties by looking into the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن العاقل رضي بالدون من الدنيا مع الحكمة ولم يرضى بالدون من الحكمة مع الدنيا فلذلك ربحت تجارتهم.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, Verily the man of intellect contents himself with less worldly things when accompanied with wisdom and does not content himself with less wisdom and more worldly things. And this is why their trade of the transient for permanent profits him.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, we find in the beautiful golden conversations of this divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam spoke to his companions in these conversations about certain principles and certain tenets of Islam, and tenets that if one lives by them, they will attain true salvation. In one instance, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam ordered his companions to speak the truth and to show the truth, and likewise to refrain from falsehood. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam responded to his companions and said, Fear Allah and say the truth, though therein is your destruction, for in reality therein is your salvation. Also and so, fear Allah and leave falsehood, though therein is your salvation, for in reality therein is your destruction. In this conversation, dear friends, that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam has with his companions, He tells them in the first part of the conversation, of course, to fear Allah and to say the truth, even though your destruction seems to be there. Now, this destruction is a superficial destruction. It means you might lose your job, or you might lose your status, your position. You might incur a loss in the apparent and the manifest and the zahir level. But Imam Al-Kadhim says that when you say the truth, even though apparently it might seem that you are going to lead to your destruction, in reality you are leading to your salvation. And then in the second part, again he says, fear Allah. But this time he talks about falsehood. And Imam Al-Kadhim says that one must leave falsehood, even though manifestly or openly or apparently, in the outer form, it might seem like you are going to attain salvation, but in reality, it is going to lead to your destruction. So sometimes we think that if we lie or we create or support some sort of falsehood, that we might be able to save ourselves or attain some kind of material or physical salvation. But in reality, falsehood will always lead to destruction, and truth will always lead to salvation. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
In Islamic ethics, we are told there are two powerful emotions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. There are two emotions which are considered to be the basis of every other emotion that we have in our system. One is known as ghazab, anger, and this is where al-kadhim al-ghayz refers to, but there is other side of it. The second emotion is known as shahwat, desire, greed. Just as we have to restrain and control the emotion which is known as ghadab and anger, similarly, and this is where I would like to slightly digress, but inspired from the title of the Imam, talk about the other side of it. That when it comes to the issue of shahwat, the desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within us, that is not to be totally suppressed. It can be fulfilled, but the balance is that it should be fulfilled within the bounds of the Islamic Sharia. And when we look at this issue, you know, normally the ulama of akhlaq, they talk about shahwat in two forms. This is just a very general division that we are doing. One is on the issue of food and drinks, and the other is as far as the sexual desires are concerned. We have to restrain. Nobody says, Islam says that don't eat and drink. No. We have to eat and drink. But we should see, is it halal and tayyib or not? Is it halal and healthy or not? Similarly, when we talk about the issue of sexual desires, we have to make sure that it is fulfilled according to the ways in which Islam has allowed it. And the rulings and the teachings are very clear about this issue.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.